Can you guys hear me?
Why we can. Can
Okay. Yeah, it's got laid off.
you guys hear me?
Yes.
Is that you, Bridge?
Hello?
Can you hear us?
Yeah, I live in Lexington Park, California, Hollywood.
I can hear you guys, but you're very faint.
Yeah, did file.
I mean, we can move towards that end of the table. Where's the microphone? Oh, we got the microphones in the ceiling, right? So we can speak up.
What are these? These microphones?
No, those are computer screens.
Yeah, those are taps. Are
those like barcode for chairs or something? Or
the, yeah.
Bridge, is that you as call-in user one on verified?
I assume so. I'm calling in using a telephone number, not the WebEx app, so.
No, that's fine. I just wanted to make sure the right box was highlighted when you were talking. Rich, yours is labeled to be here. Okay.
Cool. I can almost hear you guys.
You can almost hear us. Okay.
Can they see the room?
Do you have visual at all, or are you guys only audible?
I see a yellow t-shirt and a more professional brown shirt.
Okay, so.
But you're the professional brown shirt.
Yeah, look. Rich is visual, but I think Bridge is on just audio. Right, Bridge?
Yeah, I'm audio.
Yes,
sorry.
Okay.
Well, are we good?
I'm sorry?
Are we good?
Yes, we are. We're recording too.
Already started recording?
Yes, sir.
Huh, perfect. Thank you. That was going to be my next question. good. Then I have 7:04 Monday, July 28th, all the Loudoun County Commission's meeting to order that didn't want to come out. Hey, just getting started, Tom.
Hi, everybody.
First, did anybody not receive the agenda? Are there any additions or changes to the agenda? What about the minutes? Anybody not receive the minutes? Any additions or changes to the minutes? Hearing, seeing none. If there's no objection, then the minutes and agenda are as drafted. Hearing none, they're adopted. Then on to the next order of business then is our public comment and discussion. Do we have anybody signed up from the public to hear? No. And any updates from your franchisees to report on?
No, I believe. Well, we can ask Kamal if he's got any updates, but I don't believe we have any. Kamal, do you have any updates from the franchisees?
No, I don't.
Okay. And that brings us to the main portion of our meeting this evening, which is a continuation of what we discussed in our June meeting around purpose and intent of this commission going forward. There was a request, I'm just as guilty as everybody else in the room, to get time with each of our supervisors to provide a little bit of input into a discussion this evening. And ideally that input provided for staff by last Monday so that they could provide us a mashup of all the comments and feedback and help direct the discussion in a much more focused way. So we don't have that, unfortunately. I wouldn't mind taking a little bit of time for those of you that want to share some of your perspectives that highlight a little bit of it, and then I'll try to wrap with the conversation I had with Supervisor Letourneau and hopefully a path forward. Does that work with everybody?
The commission? Sure. I'll go first if you want.
Okay, we have a volunteer.
Sure. So my meeting was two Thursdays ago. Met with Vice Chair Briskman and her staff members. It was a good conversation, not a lot of concrete information. I mean, what it substantively boiled down to was she understood the concerns, right? I mean, the message was received, and she was, so there was a receptive ear. The feedback boiled down to willing to listen, but it could be summed up as sure, write memos, we'll read the memos. The challenge I think she felt was when I was trying to convey kind of the commission doesn't have a seat at the table right now, and how do we plug in, right? Because we talked around a few things, which was where could we help? And she's like, well, help wherever you want. You know, we're open. You know, she was kind of pushing back and saying, well, tell us where you want to help. And so start writing memos, start dumping information on us, and we'll figure out what we want to respond to. Okay, fine, right? But the biggest suggestion was look at other commissions that are successful in plugging in. Her biggest suggestion was the Heritage Commission, which had been pretty active in plugging in. So they've been one of the ones that's, I guess, been more active in tracking some of the, and this is where it relates to some of the, like, the tower issues and things like that. They've been active in responding to tower and other types of zoning-ish or building-ish types of requests. And so maybe figuring out how they've been able to get plugged in and tracked. Now, where it comes back to staff, right, is there's an element on some of this of how they interact with county staff and is there the gotcha in all this? Is there a potential that this represents a does staff have to assist with some of that, right? And not necessarily do the work, but does staff have to provide a flag to the commission to say, hey, you guys might want to look at this. There's something on the, we pinned down something on an agenda that you should look at this. So she was very cognizant of some of that. And being aware that she couldn't agree to certain things without knowing if there was a downstream impact and how it might play with workload on staff and repercussions there. So, but again, the biggest push was there are other commissions that are very plugged in. We should look at those and seek to model how they've been able to successfully engage. So that's the long and short of it.
Thank you. So my discussion with the supervisor seems to start like, actually went from more specific questions to a discussion, which was, is this a need? Do we need to do this?
Why is the definition of need?
No.
Or the specific topic?
Specific topic of changes. You know, well, what needs to be changed? Well, is this a real need? And my answer back to him was, yes, or bylaws need to change because we have recently seen an opinion from legal counsel that says, okay, things are not in scope, so yes, we do need to make a change to that. Okay, great, we support you guys changing your bylaws. Kind of not specific. Okay, great. Well, what further engagement would you like to see from us? And the answer was, well, we like, and that the supervisor saying some of this from their perspective. They like the interaction which they currently have, which is not any trade, which is if there is something worth bringing to the table or something like that, supervisor Saints expects that to be elevated from here rather than a path that would flow. So some similar feedback in the like, yes, if we find something that is worth weighing in,
could go away, but not an appetite for inserting the commission into any other workflow or changing that workflow from being from supervisor saying he would like to see us come proactively, you know, forward and out with advice or input to things. They didn't want an extra thing to be responsible or plugged in. The supervisor team's perspective has pretty much always been, well, it's your business to advise. Please advise us. He's not the expert. Anything like that to be expecting or asking. So support the team bylaws for whatever we need to do. Trust us, or if we come forward with a bylaws change package that says, next manager built this, support was required by the office as far as changing any work. Not much possible.
Okay, thank you. Are you, Rich and Brandon, are you guys able to hear okay? We need to project even further.
It's a little rough, but I'm catching 92% of it.
Okay.
Same here.
Shall I turn to you guys? I know you've got at least Bridge in your case. I think you've got a conflict coming up. Bridge, you want to go next?
Oh, real quick.
Sure.
Real quick, back to your comment.
I'm sorry, wait a minute.
Supervisor Sainz, I think the term maybe you were looking for is, I had to pull up my notes that I had sent in. I believe the term is because Supervisor Briskman, because it's a, and maybe staff will correct me, it's a official referral agency on the applications. Is that's where they want to be careful? That's where the paperwork bogs down. If you're if an application is going through like a zoning application or something, if we become an official referral agency, then it becomes another formal checkbox and then everything slows down. So that's what I think they're trying to prevent is being consulted versus becoming an official.
Yeah, there was definitely no appetite from.
And that's where even Supervisor Briskman was like, well, we'd like to talk to you, but we don't want to create more burden on the county and on the process on staff. So they are all cognizant of that. So it is an official referral agency is what they're trying to avoid.
Excellent. Thanks for the intervention. Rich?
Well, mine will. My report will be. Which Rich?
Was it Rich or Bridge?
How about we go with Commissioner Littleton?
There we go. All right, that one I think I can connect with. Excuse me, I'm sorry. Supervisor Tacroni and I got together and we had a very lengthy discussion and. You know, one of the things I appreciate about Supervisor Tacroni is that, you know, she was in the county government as a staff support to Chair Randall for a long time. She's, you know, the whole government flow and advice that comes from different areas of the government or commissions or independent third parties, you know, she's dealt a lot with that. So at a very, very high level, you know, I said that the conversation started on, as you guys look at communications related activities that come to you, you know, and I try to keep it very broad, you know, communications, wireless, whatever, just in general, the things that we do and provide, does it help you in your job, especially when you have to review applications or policy decisions on a day-to-day basis? And it was, you know, what she really relies on is the staff reports, the engineering reports, the, you know, all the different detail that comes in a staff report with an application or a VMI or a policy discussion. And, you know, she's been in office, I guess, almost 2 years now, and she couldn't remember an instance where there had been anything from the communications commission that had you know, been part of her activities or duties as a supervisor member in adjudicating a cell phone tower or the VADI program or whatever. So, you know, I think the conclusion was that as we stand today, there really is no value add that the commission provides to her in doing her day-to-day job. So now, that being said, it doesn't mean, and we spent most of our time talking about, you know, the what if, it doesn't mean that if refocused or rethought about, it wouldn't provide value or value-add information beyond what they already get in the staff reports from both, you know, people paid by the county who are experts in their field, whether it's zoning and planning or whatever, or third-party consultants that provide input to the county directly or from an applicant or whatever, right? They get all sides of the picture. So we then focused on, okay, you know, if there's not much value add now based on what we do, how should we think about what a potential future could be? And so the conversation then went to, and look, I'm a Lean Six Sigma, you know, process kind of person. I said, look, I think the value potentially is having a diversity of filters on the communication commission with a very specific focus of providing community feedback. They don't need, and she was very clear, they don't need engineering reports. They don't need RF propagation analysis. They need community input. You know, they need community feedback. And it can relate to technology, you know, aesthetics or whatever it is. And I'm sort of, you know, all over the map. But those are the things they don't get in the staff report. So from her point of view, that was one thing that could be of value. And then we had a follow-up conversation after I sent my notes, Ron, to you and to Dave. I said, Laura, maybe the way to approach this is we should actually take a hard look at what the county does in terms of its communications infrastructure. When you have to make policy decisions or act on applications, what do you have? Do a gap analysis of what's missing and other things that you've never even thought about. What are the things that could be helpful? And maybe then that is what the Communications Commission is used to do, to fill those gaps, because we haven't even identified the gaps from their perspective as stakeholders. Do the gap analysis to provide that feedback and constitute the Communications Commission around those elements. So she thought that was a good idea, and have, you know, like facilitator or whatever to help figure those things out. But I think the last point I'll make is where she came about it from was we don't know what we don't know. We don't know what we don't need because we haven't done the gap analysis. So the view was, the wrong approach would be for us to tell them what we think they need. The right approach would be, let's do an independent gap analysis on the things that are covered versus aren't covered. Figure out what those holes are and if the LCCC is the right place to constitute itself to help solve those questions that they may not even know they don't have yet. So I thought it was a very good conversation. She was very on board to figure out the right feature and that there could be value. But as it sits today and sort of as, you know, just adding wireless to our portfolio, really isn't going to meet the mark to be of substantial value for the board. So that was the conversation. And again, very supportive of having it and the staff time invested to support it if it's providing real value to the board and the community. But that gap analysis needs to be done. So that was her, that was the feedback there.
All right. Perfect. Thank you, Commissioner Littleton. Commissioner Ivey?
Well, my report's going to be a little more brief as I have been unable to have a meeting with the chairman, the chairwoman. I've reached out a couple of times to the staff interface coordinator, and we have, as of yet, not been able to schedule time on the phone or in person. So it seems that there's interest, but not availability as of yet. So I would like to continue to pursue that and have the discussion that I think most everyone else has had and gather that feedback and provide it down the road. But I cannot at this time provide any insight. However, I do believe and resonates with me what the previous commissioner discussion with their supervisor had. That seems to make a lot of sense to me as to where we are.
Okay, thank you.
Sure. I also have a brief report, but it's concise. A couple of months back, I had a conversation with Supervisor Glass. She is very supportive of us expanding our scope. She reiterated her position in the follow-up conversation we had just this past couple of weeks. She thinks that there's a place where we can add value on wireless communications. She pointed to the specific example of the cell phone tower, and she thinks that we could opine. She didn't use the referral agency term that Aaron brought up, but I think she's on board with us providing an opinion when asked for consultation. However, if we all think that there's not much more value to add because we can't expand our scope, we should also be supportive of us winding down the commission.
So we've had, as you know, continual discussions with Mr. Nunstead throughout the year, very specific with regards to initiatives, even as far back as the December input that we gave with our annual report. So she's been engaged with and has been also involved with initiatives that are already in place on an expansion. Sorry, on communication activities, regardless of what comes to the commission. For example, and I'm not sure if they're communication related, for example, the expansion of providing transportation to all folks in Leesburg for free at any moment. It's not a communication thing per se, it's a transportation thing, but it relies on location of the vehicles is a form of it, I guess, an IoT, so it's there. And you all saw the input that I sent last week on the details of an expanded scope, and she prefers the extended scope, as I outlined. So she'd like us to try to avoid overlap with the work of other commissions and understand or, you know, what the staff impact would be. She has not had any input from other commissioners, and she was aware of my recommendation to close the commission if we did not expand the scope.
You're no way but familiar commissioners with the team, but
I asked her to discuss it with the other, excuse me, commissioners, the other members of the board. That's a problem.
That makes some sense. Thank you.
Awesome. Yeah, I apologize for not being here last month. I was overseas at the Informa event, so COVID there. So, yeah, a little time difference as well. So, anyways, I had an opportunity to speak with Supervisor Kirshner. He's very thankful for the work of the members of this commission and staff that support us. He cited three facts that the Loudoun County project is still ongoing. Meaning that more than half the county's land mass is without that broadband coverage.
cited the importance of communications, not just to the residents of the county, but federal government agencies, DOD, NASA, Homeland Security, Contract Management Agency, as well as data center alley. That's critical to the county. And then the franchise agreements that we still hold with Comcast and Verizon, so as long as those exist, it's important to have operational communications commission. So for those reasons, he thinks it's premature and extremely damaging his verse. He wanted to push it down. Thought that an update of our bylaws was a good thing to include fiber, wireless, mobile, satellite, as well as existing copper-based solutions. We asked that we stay on top of developing communications technology so that we can benefit from the county. We brought this up a bunch. And then the expertise that we could bring to the table, thinking that the board does benefit from hearing from us. So he then closed with that, though we have not been able to weigh in on applications before the board, he would like to see some sort of advisory input with deference to the district commissioner from the communications commission. Applications. So, I'll talk to the feedback from the commissioner. Yeah, that's all I have to update.
Thank you. So I met with Vice Chair Turner back on July 2nd. Similar to the other responses, he didn't provide specific input on what we thought the next version of the commission should look like. But he did agree that as written, the bylaws are a bit dated. The tech is basically outdated compared to some of the challenges that we're currently facing. So he's very supportive of us rewriting the bylaws. He specifically stated, you know, starting with a clean slate. And present that to the board, and it may take a few iterations to get it done, but he's very supportive of that. He also, I brought up the mobility gap initiative. He's very supportive of that. He said, I think I can get them for the commission to be involved in. And he also mentioned that, you know, dissolving the commission is an option, but that wasn't his first things going in. But if there's consensus that we're not providing value, he said that that's definitely an option. He also went into detail on a specific effort. We refer to them as monopoles. So there's a company that's installing monopoles in the area. They basically put up infrastructure for the companies to basically not have to extend their own capital infrastructure. He expressed his knowledge gap in that area. He's very supportive of the commission working on this. He actually recommended Commissioner Dale Coldenmeyer. Apparently she's an expert in that area. So he recommended that we invite her to one of the meetings to get further insight into the processes the procedures around monopoles. Specifically, what happened was the board denied an install of one monopole close to a data center, and it was their power lines. But apparently, the company, I guess he has insight that the company plans to install a monopole close to one of the fire stations over in Lansdowne. But apparently, they can do this based on some of the zoning laws. So I think he's particularly interested to see if that's going to be the way going forward. They're going to get around specific denials of their application. So he's interested in the commission workers.
Well, this is, I think I'm hearing a very similar theme from with most of the conversations. That echoes also the conversation with Supervisor Letourneau. Namely, you know, I shared my frustrations with perhaps in the past, the commission was more actively involved in the franchise agreements than we were this time around, and perhaps that's one of the reasons the county attorney and staff decided to keep it under NDA and keep us out of it, but it kind of then undermines why are we here, right? And I'm okay with that. The focus is to move on. Franchise agreements are happily being managed through, you know, contract with the county, and they've got accountability measures in there that they have to apply to that don't really need us to weigh in on, then maybe we should not even have that in our bylaws. But it is a bylaw conversation. What should we be focused on? What would be valuable, I think, is probably the most important question for the supervisors to answer, not for us to tell them or to offer to them. We can maybe tease up the conversation, but I think it's really valuable to have them articulate what it is that would be valuable from this question. If they can't answer that question, then we should do this, right?
I disagree.
You disagree?
Yeah.
If the Board of Supervisors doesn't value anything from the other machine?
Well, no.
It's that the asking the Board of Supervisors what we should be working first is advising from our position of.
It could be a guided, it could be a guided conversation. But in the end, it should be the Board of Supervisors being clear what expectations they have of us.
Sure, expectations.
As opposed to, hey, we've got a bunch of things we'd like to work on. The last thing we need is a response that says, oh, go ahead, have fun. Cool. And they never read the outputs, right? That's where we are today. I feel kind of disconnected. And it's encouraging hearing, I feel, fairly similar conversation so far with all the supervisors. And I had a proposed response to this. I'm waiting to make sure we're on the same page. It sounds like we're mostly the same page. Supervisor Letourneau suggested we draft as a body just a letter to the finance committee that's where this activity ties into the Board of Supervisors with a request to meet with them, not to draft bylaw changes, present our proposed bylaw changes, but instead have this conversation with them. This is
a public record, so recorded, viewable by the public, not for
this is what you usually get.
Yeah.
So we can have that engagement on, fleshing out exactly what areas we feel are, we're very strong about and care about, and maybe we can provide some value, and getting some validation from them that is valuable to them as well. And that'll then come back to us to do a bylaw rewrite. But right now, we don't have that scope that we figured out, and it would take a collaborative effort with the Board Supervisors to give collectively, right, what they think is valuable. We can help guide that discussion. And then hopefully at the end of it, we have some guidelines on what changes we put into the bylaws to make that bylaw change
process. How soon we get on business meeting together?
2 months. That's right.
Well, no, we're about to recess. So realistically, I wouldn't get to October.
Yeah. It's August. Yeah.
So, real quick, you alluded to something about county legal basically printing us out of public franchise agreements.
Yep, that's right.
Do you know why?
No, I don't know exactly. It's speculative. I don't know exactly.
Well, so I was chair of the Communications Commission's subcommittee for franchise renewal and directly involved in that process, wherein we spent about a year reviewing our franchises in the 2 years prior to franchise renewal, provided a number of suggestions, which were almost entirely, one accepting the intensity, ignored. And the county enlisted outside legal counsel and to serve as the negotiation for that process. And throughout that negotiation process, we were frozen out of the entire process. So by the time our involvement in the last franchise renewal was, we made a set of recommendations very early in the process. They were largely ignored, and that we were frozen out of negotiation. And then they showed us the renewed franchise as it was going to be signed.
So, a long time ago in the previous life, I was chief engineer for all the Delphi Cables, regional cable, residential cable system, nationwide. And that was not long after it went from Cablevision Lab to Adelphi. And now, a lot of water over the dam since then. But, fiber cable plants are still HFC. GPON's a thing now. And there's a little bit of difference, but fundamentally, managing a plant is still managing a plant. And it's a little concerning to me, knowing how these things are done at a legal level and knowing how there's some basic engineering that gets done and knowing how this thing about, it pains me because I was up at WHQ and I had a lot of people down here loud and that were screaming bloody murder at me, like, what are you guys doing up there? And it was like, I was watching how the franchise agreements were done, and it was like, I was kind of laughing because when the franchise agreements were done, all the opportunity when that shift occurred to fix things, and the things that were being screamed about were not the things that actually get fixed. Now I was kind of laughing. I was like, the county did it to themselves. Like, there was an opportunity to fix things, and they screamed about the wrong things. And now I look back on it, you know, this is decades later, I'm sure there's been a couple of franchise agreements since then, but if legal is freezing the commission out, and if it happens again, I, for one, have been at strong words, and I'll sit down a lot of times expressing in a very public fashion why that shouldn't happen. There's ways we can make things better for the county at a very technical level. I'll have the receipts to show why, right? There's ways we can make it better, right?
Yeah, certainly some of the pushback, I mean, predating this cycle, there was a path, I understood, that the county took with some members of the commission with their own individual NDAs to get involved in the process. Mm-hmm. I think that was cumbersome, what I understand from it, and they didn't want to repeat that again. Or perhaps it was just the preference of the outside counsel they brought in to do the negotiations. I don't know exactly, but as you know, like, I ran engineering for the second largest cable company in the country and could have easily weighed in on a lot of similar issues. And felt, you know, I had some experience that would have been valuable for the county. But I'm also okay with, like, if that, this is sort of a very small piece of technology in the grand scheme of things. Like, we identified several things that could be of interest for this commission to work on, such as franchise agreements, specifically broadband, whether it's wired, fiber, wireless, satellite. I mean, there's like a bunch of different variations on technology that provides connectivity. There's all those things that we work on that could provide value to the Board of Supervisors on policy and strategy and direction, and what the county might may or may not want to do in those areas. That's probably the value we can bring to the Board of Supervisors. So they prioritize what the county's work is in telecommunications or broadband, any of the infrastructure that's supporting it. So, I appreciate the passion. I'm also okay with, like, that was like a time and place for the last 30 years, but now let's look, you know, the next.
Well, at the same time, what I worry about, to your point, your supervisor's feedback is by becoming, if they want us to focus, do we really want to become, I'll say this as a euphemism, so forgive me. You really want to become the commission of the good idea fairies, right? Because I don't think we want to just become white papers. Like, oh, here's the latest technology. We wrote a white paper in your county, but is it actionable? Is it really something? Because as we've discussed in previous sessions, there's a lot of things that we don't have authority over, right? They're not things we or the county or the state has regulatory authority, right? Their FCC thing. So if the only purpose of the commission is to say, okay, we're gonna write like a 3-page white paper for the Board of Supervisors to get intelligent on 6G or the next version of what comes after Starlink or whatever it is that really worth the effort? I mean, I don't know, right? I mean, I'd like to think we're doing something a little more productive than generating white papers or generating a body of knowledge that can easily be handled by one of their staff hitting ChatGPT or something, right?
So that's the basis of a conversation.
Ron?
Yes. That's Rich. Yeah.
Hey, Ron?
Go ahead.
Yes. So let me just, I apologize. Let me just throw out a quick thought here. One of my big concerns is that all of us in the room are trying to decide what our value is for our customer without actually talking to our customer. You know, I mean, things change over time, needs change over time, the way we think about things change over time. And the way you remain relevant is to always have the voice of your customer. I'm concerned that, you know, on the, like the franchise agreement, we should be doing this, we should be doing that. They have clearly indicated to us over the last number of years by their behavior, they see no value add in us on their franchise agreements. The franchise agreements are 90% about legal liability. It's not about technology. I just did two franchise agreements for Middleburg, and 90% of our time were not about what fiber it was, whether it was silicate or whatever. It was about rights of way. It was about pole placement. It was about connectivity to, you know, who was going to pay the fee for this and be liable when this could happen to this, right? That to me is exactly why the county attorney took it over, because it's 90% legal. The commission was formed in the 90s with a very, very specific purpose. Those purposes no longer exist. I think if we're going to make the commission a value, it's not about what we did in the past. It's not about, it has, well, I'm going to be very blunt. It is irrelevant what we did in the past. It is irrelevant what we're doing today. It is about what they need for the future. And the gaps they have in being able to make thoughtful decisions on future decisions. We don't know what those are. We got a great bunch of very smart technology people, but we don't know where their holes are and where their holes aren't, because we haven't asked them. They haven't told us. You know, they're filling it in with consultants or whatever. This is a reinvention. And the first thing you do in a reinvention is you get the voice of your customer. The board and the staff are our customer. We have got to go into them with a blank sheet of paper and say, what do you do now? What is it you, where is it you want to go? And what are the holes that we can fill? And the chips just need to fall where they fall. And it may be that they want a specific role on this commission to be somebody who has a planning background. It may be that they want a specific person who's a fixed G engineer. But again, it can't be about who we are today. It's got to be about what they need in the future. And if we don't align ourselves to do a process whereby we ask those questions, get those answers, and again, it's not about, and I'm sorry for blathering, but it's not about what our bylaws say. That's irrelevant. It's about what they need going forward. And then we write our bylaws to match it once we've done that spade work to know what they actually need. And all we're going to do is spin if we keep thinking we're going to presume we know what they need, because we don't know. I think that's the heartfelt thing we got to do. We got to look ourselves in the face, and we got to say some of what we do is irrelevant. Some might be relevant, but we just don't know. We got to start with a blank sheet of paper. So I think that's key to us actually providing value.
I'd like to respond. Thank you. Thank you, Commissioner Littleton. I asked a question earlier about the meeting in the public record about two options. One is existentialism, which I'm worried that is a negative reflected on both this commission and the Board of Supervisors, or two, taking them an offer of modernization of the commission. One is glass is half full, the other is glass is half empty. I'd rather go and approach them with a word of modernization. Address some of what Commissioner Littleton brought up.
Yeah, I think the way you word it is important. I 100% agree with you. But also, I'm just looking at my notes, Bridge, and you're kind of capturing the essence of what my proposed action for us was. and that is write a letter asking for time with the finance committee to have a discussion on this, including that, the, you know, where we came from. We were formed for a particular purpose back in whatever, however long ago that was. We're not in the franchise business anymore, clearly. So we need a different purpose and something that's contemporary and not kind of tied to HFC anymore. So the discussion would be, I don't think a completely blank piece of paper. That was, I think, something Jason and I were talking about earlier on the side here. I think coming in with a piece of paper with topics that we can help guide the discussion, but ultimately that would be either scratched through to minimize the list or added to if it's not big enough, but a collaborative effort to figure out what would be valuable and in scope for the board supervisors for this commission. In label and modernization, I love that idea.
Yeah, my recommendation would not be going.
Yeah, Ron, I totally agree. It's a great way to do it.
We are not working on plans. We have a county strategic plan that has been worked on extensively for many, many years that is very, very core to where the county is going. We have a capital improvement plan that the county has also developed over many years. There are tons of already ongoing activities at the macro level to define and outline what it is that the county and the Board of Supervisors want. We're not starting from scratch. I agree going to the county with a blank piece of paper about what the role of the commission should be is not an effective way because they don't know what it is that is happening more broadly where this commission could provide input. I think we know how to identify where the technology activity, the digital services, what those are that are mission critical. This isn't rocket science. No, by the way, I wouldn't be surprised that if we looked around at other counties, we'll see what they're doing in the communication arena, and we can steal from those ideas. It's already there, so we can draft a clear mission statement for what we think this commission should be about. Sure, we need to do some kind of a value and a gap assessment and recognize, you know, and interview the Board of Supervisor members for their input. I think we found that in general, it's, yeah, whatever you're doing, this seems good. If you want to do more, just don't break anything along the way. I think they're basically in support of that. Some of them are not, and that's fine. But then we just benchmark against similar kind of other programs, strategic plans that are out there. This isn't, we shouldn't be reinventing. And then we just identify what those gaps are. I think this is a lot easier. We have an idea, because I have an idea, of what I think we could be doing. I've shared that with you guys a number of times. And then we draft what the charter should be. We draft that, we expand the mission statement that we think it is, with whatever new functional areas need to be brought in. And then we bring that to the board. If we engage with stakeholders, sure. We want to get input from the public, by all means. We want to talk to the county administrators, get input from the staff, absolutely. But then we present findings that we have as a new charter proposal to the board. We look for them for their approval. That's what I think. I think we should be much more proactive.
Can I just ask for clarity? You're saying we should do all this work and then bring a proposed package to the board rather than what I was recommending is you go and have a discussion about this collectively. And then based on that conversation, go away and we can write up that cleanup package. Where you're saying we should figure all that out and show up with the board with here's our proposed new modernization package. Or would we engage with them first to figure out what should be in that?
I get something in the right
about. So
we need a little bit of room to.
Yeah. Well, I think we should members.
I'm not with clarity on.
I just don't think we should go to them first. That's not the first thing we should do. I think we have a good idea of what are the objectives, what could be.
So, I would just like to remind the commission when we started this conversation, I don't know, March-ish, earlier this year at some point. The feedback that we received from county administration was that sort of a hybrid of what you're both talking about, that the commission would need to develop without staff assistance or input a presentation, including mock-up bylaw changes, and outline what you would change and how you take on that new function. And we would all be getting it on the agenda and allowing for that. So, you know, having heard additional feedback as you've all talked to your supervisors, clearly there's some need for additional conversation, but, you know, my recommendation as your liaison, which do what you want, would be to develop something that you bring as a discussion point for the rest of your conversation.
So I want to go back to...
Ask a quick question.
Yes.
Sorry, let me just ask a quick question about that. So again, I think about stakeholder engagement. You know, you never take to your stakeholders something that you don't know they want. And you don't develop a plan of action or whatever without asking your stakeholder what they need. So I understand the concern about, you know, staff time. You guys have a million things to do and whatever. I'm just sort of thinking here high level. I think it would be inefficient for the commission to guess what the board and or others might find of value without actually engaging with them in a thoughtful, objective way to understand what their needs are. Because we could then take their needs and develop them into action plans, board recommendations, bylaw recommendations, or whatever. If not, it's just going to be a continuous do loop until we stumble upon the right answer.
Well, except that a lot of us have just had that conversation, and we've heard two things, which is one, that they don't need us to insert ourselves into a process. And what they need us to do is to advise on communications issues wherein we are the experts. So it is hard to go to them and say, which communication issue would you like us to be advising you on? They turn around to us and say, you're supposed to be the experts. Please advise us. It's in your title.
So the other thing I want to go back to that we have to be careful of is we have to be careful about going off on our own building our proposal, because there is a downstream, and I know I got this from Supervisor Brisman, and I think at least one or two other people alluded to this as well. Depending on where we go, there is a downstream ripple effect in the staff. And so we do have to be careful of what we propose and how that could impact. You know, if we say, oh, we want to do X, Y, and Z, what is the impact of Starline County staff that may or may not support that activity? So there does have to be some sort of iterative feedback. We can't just build some sort of package proposal in a vacuum, right? So now, does that mean we all have to go back to all of our supervisors between every session and do everything? Not necessarily, but there is going to have to be some sort of iterative, informal.
Well, I think your point about impact on staff, I think that's something that we have heard and that we can agree on today, and that whatever proposals we have, the expectation is that there is not an impact on staff, and that whatever we are doing should continue to have no more or different impact on staff or county process than exists today.
Well, so, I mean, if the Board of Supervisors feels there's something that this commission should work on and has value and it requires an increase in staff support, like, that is a normal budget conversation. But then staff to come back and go, well, if that's what you need us to do, here's what it costs, here's the scope and how we support that. So I'm less concerned about that, because that's not our role. Like, our role is to figure out what the board wants us to do, and then if there's an impact on DIT, then DIT would respond with, okay, here's how we would support that, here's the cost with that, and then roll up into the regular budget process. So I guess I wouldn't be burdened too much with that part.
Part of my comfort in trying to push us to say, okay, well, whatever we're doing and how we want to expand the scope of the things we're working on, what we want to work on, without burden the staff, and therefore those
that right. The work the board might say, what can you do without bigger impact than that?
Right. Helping them in. Part of the reason I'm comfortable saying that is because we have very capable people in the room who can be doing lots of work ourselves. So I don't think we need to. Rather than saying that we don't need to worry about having more impact on staff, I think we can proceed forward in coming up with advice towards the things that we should be doing and kind of leading that discussion and coming to the table with something that we know. As we approach that, keep it in the back of our mind of, you know, is this something, are we writing this, are we approaching this in a way that might require more staff impact? Let's avoid in our proposal so that as we go forward and say, oh, well, you know, we think the Communications Commission should weigh in on these topics, great. We can write it as Communications Commission providing that, but rather that the Communications Commission will direct or advise or have additional, you know, resource requirements. I don't think we need to pursue that.
Let me, in the interest of time, propose an action. Two of them, actually.
So before you propose your action, may I comment?
Please. Please.
So I appreciate everyone's concern about staff time, really, I do. But whatever proposals you're going to have should be done independently, because the board will have their opinions and can direct us as they see fit. They will ask us for our input, and we will certainly have positions on anything you propose. But you know, we work with you in this. So please, whatever you believe is appropriate, that is what you should develop.
Yeah, thanks for that. I was going to say two action items I'm proposing. One, the draft ANSIPA letter addressed to the board and to the county administrator to raise this issue of we're having a existential crisis on, like, why are we here? We want to make it impactful, right? And that's really just to tee up the teaser to get on the calendar. And that's the second action item. To come to the meeting, we should have material to bring to the meeting, help bring the conversation in a productive way with board members. We have really 2 months before we meet again in person. We're all for August. Our next meeting is scheduled for whatever, fourth week of September. If we're wanting to take those two items on, that's work we could do offline together between now and September. So then perhaps we can finalize a letter, get that off in advance of our meeting, and then finalize our material to work with staff to figure out where in the calendar we would fit in the fall. Before. So that's my proposal. Open to shooting holes in that. Alternatives,
sounds any proposal that we can make. We meet them where they are. We present them information about the moment. Here's our plan. What do you think?
I don't want to put all that in the letter. I think we want to frame out the letter of A, B, C, B.
This is the plot line of
it. And then, separately, we need to prepare materials to bring to that meeting. I don't mind taking the first stab at the letter and circulating it to get input from everybody. I don't want to necessarily be a giant trapeze. We're trying to like solve our entire bylaws, rewrite in a letter. Like it should be just a simple, here's what we need to do and why we think we should meet. And then separately, we can prepare materials for what we would want to bring to help scope the discussion. Any objections?
I don't think it's a good idea.
You don't think it's a good idea?
Okay. The reason I don't think it's a good idea is that we're not going to have any input on an open discussion about how we want to reframe the commission. What we need to do is we need to drive what we think it should be and present that to them so that they can then have a reasonable discussion. But to have an open discussion on it we have informally. Because I've done this exactly. We actually have been informally, each one of us, tried to get some input from them on what they think we might want to do to restructure this thing. And we've gotten generally a pretty weak response because they don't know. That was partially why I took the initiative with my supervisor to actually say, here are the things that we can do for you beyond what we're doing currently. You think that's a good idea? Response was, yeah, I think it's a good idea. That's all I need to be able to move forward with drafting a revision to what our charter should be. But I respected the idea that you want to engage with the board in this, and I think that is appropriate. But bring them the answer. Bring them what you think it is. Let them say, you know what, of the six things you're suggesting, we don't like three and four, but we like one, two, and five, whatever it is. Let them have something to work from rather than to work with blank people.
All right, I think maybe the answer, can we make this actual? I just want to move in yet. So taking Tom's comments as a motion to build a detailed bylaw proposal for the board, that'll take more time as our next step. Is there a second?
Well, I think we need to discuss that.
That's normal flow things. I'm just looking to see if we got support for your proposal.
Yes, I second the motion that a discussion within the Communications Commission that gathers specific and usable recommendations toward what would be included in any bylaws changes should be done before moving towards a meeting with the business committee or otherwise.
Okay, so the motion.
If you don't mind, let me just throw an idea.
Hold on, Rich. Hold on.
Can you guys hear me?
Hold on. Make sure we're talking about the same thing. So there's a motion on the table that we develop sort of a comprehensive bylaw rewrite as our proposed material to the board. Discussion on that motion. Bridge. Did we lose you? Are you back? Commissioner Littleton?
Sorry, guys, I was on mute. Hang on one second.
We can hear
Hang
you
on
now.
One second. Sorry. There. Hold on. Okay. So here was my thought. Again, as I mentioned, I'm a very big Lean Six Sigma guy, and process is really, really important. So I think we really need to understand, what the potential needs of our customer are, and we've got to do a gap analysis. I don't think that us thinking what we think they need is the best way to use the time. And maybe a way to do this is to do some work on looking at the different applications that have come across the board in the last year around cell phone applications, tower applications, seeing what we think the holes in those are in the analysis, seeing how, if they only knew this, it might make it help a better decision. Letting objective data tee up what we think they might be needing and missing is probably going to be a lot more value add. Then we can actually point to objective facts and say, we noticed this is missing. We noticed that is missing. We can help you guys with this. We think this would be really value add for you. I'm really concerned about us just taking our anecdotal, past experience and thinking we know what it is. So I'm willing to do that work. I'm willing to go through the applications. Again, I totally get the staff. We got to do this on our own. But I think that's a really good exercise. It'll help us bolster the argument we want to make.
Sure. I believe that would be good work to be done and would be input to this process. Although also we just recently heard from you that this effort now is not necessarily simply about what has happened in the past, but it is a conversation about rewriting our bylaws towards also, what is the future of communications in the county so that we can fulfill an advisory role for those things. And that's what is
right. And
we need to update our bylaws, right? We've heard that answer from
the county. Well, we need to update our bylaws with what the board needs, not with what we think they need, which means that we need to interview staff, we need to interview stakeholders, we need to look at applications, we need to look at how they're actually doing their process right now, evaluating telecommunications decisions, and see what the gap is. I mean, this is classic gap analysis. Why would we propose a solution that we haven't actually done the gap analysis to understand if our solution is going to meet the gap?
And how do you propose?
We need to do a gap analysis.
Okay, so I'm hearing
I just recommend
work beforehand rather than going to them to ask the question. Is that correct?
I think it's everything. I think it's everything. You know, this is classic DMAIC. Define, measure, analyze, approve, control. First thing you have to do is define the problem. Define the problem is you get the voice of the customer. The voice of our customer has said, we think you guys add value. We don't know how. We'd love to see some better ideas in the future. Okay, that's a starting point. But the next point is to then maybe develop a survey and go to them and ask them specific questions. When you review an application, do you look at this? What do you look at? What's missing? I mean, one of the things that Supervisor Ciccaroni told me was she would love to be able to have better input from HOAs. Now, that may or may not be the role for the commission, but the gap. I just identified a gap. We need to do that with all of our supervisors. We need to do that with the senior staff at the county. For the things that could be value add to them too. It's not just about the board. It is wrong for us that we should presuppose that we know what their issues are or what their missing gaps are.
Thank you, Commissioner. Any other discussion on the motion? Seeing none, I'm going to take the roll call vote. Jason?
For the motion as presented for the Communications Commission to develop a specific set of recommendations towards scope and future bylaw changes prior to...
Hold on. Let me provide clarity. Tom moved that we do a comprehensive bylaw rewrite and bring that to the board as a proposal. Yep. I thought you supported that in the table. And that's the motion on the table.
All right. Aye.
Rich.
I'm in favor.
I'd like to make a friendly amendment.
Okay. What was that?
I mean, I heard the motion. I didn't hear a second, but I'd like to make a friendly amendment.
Yeah, a second by Jason.
Okay. The friendly amendment is that we do a board proposal of new board bylaws after a gap analysis assessment.
Back to you, Tom.
Yeah, no, I think one of the key steps in this is exactly that, to explore where the current commission structure falls short and where we can add value. That includes interviewing a lot of people, county IT leadership, the EDA, library leadership, schools, community advocates, and Board of Supervisor members individually. And we benchmark that against what other counties are doing. We look at that as well. And then we look at what the gaps are in the oversight. Is it smart? Is there smart infrastructure needs? Is there cybersecurity issues? Is there broadband equity? You know, this follows along the lines of the county strategic plan. So a SWOT analysis.
Okay, so then I'm missing the...
The motion is amended.
It's amended to all this work that I was saying we should do, and then go to them with a proposal on a full bylaw, too,
yes.
Right? Yeah. So now we're back to my original proposal, was let's have this engagement, and we can expand it. I'm okay with expanding it to all these other constituencies. And
I don't think that's the motion.
Are we hearing different things? Okay.
Well, the motion is amended.
Right, not proposed, but as amended, to do this collaborative effort to get from our stakeholders,
including the board. We run around the circuit and start from the beginning.
Well, no. I mean, if that's the proposal, then we have the same motion.
Basically, Mr. Littleton proposed the amendment.
He is amending the motion, and if Tom's accepting it, since Jason, whether he wants to also accept it with a second.
I do not accept the amendment to the motion as proposed.
Okay, so the amended motion is dead, unless somebody else wants to second. No, actually, it's dead because he supported the first time. So procedurally, we're back to the vote. Jason was a yay on the original motion. The amended motion died. Commissioner Bybee.
I will say I'm in favor of that. Aye.
Commissioner Littleton.
No.
Great.
No.
Which is done.
Aye. Support.
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 I think I'm supporting what I'm supporting the original motion,
which is to fully flesh out a league by all.
Yeah, I'll bring that. I'll support the original.
Awesome.
So, Ron, just to be clear, the motion is update our bylaws, submit to the board.
Not to update the bylaws, but the proposed and completely rewrite the bylaws and bring that to the board.
Right, right. Okay, so the I just want to make sure I get it right, because I made an amendment. I get it. The amendment was declined. So the motion is to update our bylaws and present them to the board. And so, yeah, sure. So that is the motion. Again, I think I got it correct. My vote is no.
Chair also votes no. But it's in the majority of the commission to move forward with the rewrite before we have the engagement. So that brings us to an action item to our, I will happily wait on the letter until we are prepared to do something, and our action item will instead be to work on this fully fleshed out bylaw proposal. We have between now and our next meeting to work on that offline, and if we can come up with a work product, then I think when we get back together in September, not before, if we can finalize it offline, then we can have somebody we can go to staff with and ask for, or if at that point I could also reach out on behalf of the commission to the county administrator and the board, ask, hey, we've got a rewrite we want to do, we want to come propose it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we want to first review it
to like
them.
We'll need to, yeah.
Before we take it to them, so I don't think we're ready to take it at the next meeting. We'll need to review that.
But I was just throwing it out there as
yeah.
If we got really ambitious between now and September, we're able to convince ourselves that we're done and we're ready to go, right?
Yeah.
Then we're
able to think there will be a mechanism for us to be able to decide if we're done without having to be.
That's what I'm
Well, I think you mentioned we're not going to be able to get out before October.
Right. Realistic. And if you're going to review this in September, you're probably looking more likely November, just based on timing for the board.
So
and then it's an election year, so, right?
I mean, it's Virginia, it's always an election
year. Yeah.
So, but not for any of our board members. Yeah, it's all state.
So do we have the kind of like at least some idea of an outline how we would actually get to that revision?
Kind of a, so I'm going to ask you to take the
lead on. Yeah. I've been thinking about this long and hard, how I do it. So I'll
you send an outline draft to
the
commission. We can all then
but I think
provide it some feedback and you
want to get going on that.
Exactly.
So I don't know if the rest of the commissioners want to see what the idea is and then give their input. For example,
I think it's a great way to start it. Yeah.
So, yeah, I'll send it.
And then you can own the pen, and we can get edits that way, and you can control the edit so that it doesn't get lost.
This is in terms of the approach, not the actual right.
I was thinking of both.
This is the right, yeah.
Okay. That we just agree on the approach.
We can do that too.
Okay, good. We have a path forward.
I think we want homework.
We do have homework. Well, Tom's going to send out a draft for everybody to review and provide feedback and input and edits and changes, and you're going to help manage the and make sure that document gets
incorporated. But I think each of us needs to look at what is the county strategic plan. I think each of us needs to look at, you know, what is our capital improvement plan. I think there are some key documents and, that already exist in the county that are relevant to answering one of those questions was saying, well, what does the board want? They've already stated many different types of plans, what it is that they want.
And I think the season now.
Yeah.
Can you furnish the material for us?
And if you think there are others, by all means, I don't pretend to know how this county works any better than anybody else.
And with that, I had to ask if staff, they might be better at this stuff, because I was trying to look, this fall here, there's Fairfax Communications Commission.
Fairfax does not, I was Googling that.
Did I find one? They have a broadband authority managing our battery. But is that an easy thing for you to track down what county?
Other localities.
Is that in Virginia, Communications Commission?
Oh, yeah, the ones up here.
Like Northern Virginia?
Yeah. As opposed to like some random one, Bloomberg or something.
If, I mean, I'd be interested still. I mean, what is it?
They just might have the challenge.
But of course, they got something. Yeah, I mean, mobile's going to be an issue everywhere. Fixed is going to be an issue everywhere. Yeah. They might not have the data centers going to be the problem.
I'm actually going to think Microsoft names.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, then. Do you? I don't have the action item register. Okay, I will send that to Aaron since he's been trained. So make sure that's captured. I don't have the existing register of what we still have outstanding either, so we'll review that next time we get together in September. And I'll make sure this is added to it. No meeting in August. Next meeting is scheduled for September 22nd. Any ending comments? I'm going to go in backwards.
Yeah, I'm curious, staff, again, what happened to the regular value updates? We've again, I'm looking at the dashboard here. I'm seeing that we're 17% complete fiber mileage, but 92% expired in our time frame. We're coming close to the deadline. And I'm curious if there's any insight that you have on a request being put in for another extension.
Not that I'm aware of. We have the VADI's dashboard, though, where it's being updated quarterly at best by DHCD. So while we are putting in updates, so we're providing monthly updates to DHCD as required for the project, but their dashboard's not updating regularly. So
I got an email from my supervisor that some of the 90-day notices, finally, we were promised that those would come out by the end of last year. We were promised the first install would be at the end of last year, that has not. So happened in February of this year. Now, months later, we're only getting those 90 days. So again, I'm just wanting to get ahead of, they're going to be requesting another extension. Have they shared any of that with you?
No.
Are they telling you that they're going to come by October 31st?
I don't have the updates in front of me, but we're updating supervisor monthly. So if you've been in contact with supervisor personally, yeah, he should have the most recent updates. I can look for them.
So you're telling me that you can't get that for me? I have to go to my commissioner?
I'm telling you that if you've spoken to him, we updated him monthly. So you're saying you get this information from him?
I'm asking on his behalf because, okay, again, if you read my email back to him, the All Points Broadband misled them at one of the Kevin Commission end of 2023 calls. There were going to be delayed, it's going to be 2 to 3 years for all the installed that. Then they went to the board the following month or two later and told them that everything was on schedule, only to then ask for an extension a couple months after that. So they misled the board once in the past. So my fear is, again, they're not being honest. They're not going to admit they're behind schedule until the absolute last moment that they need to. And if you're not getting any indication from them that they're going to be asking for one,
it is not something that's been communicated to me.
So I would appreciate another batting update at our September meeting, as well as some real numbers to update on mileage, homes installed.
Yeah, we can make the equipment out.
Yeah, that's I guess my fear. We're heading to them.
Rich, any final comments?
I have none. Thank you.
Jason?
No comments.
No? Nope. Chair Meslin, this has been good. We're making progress. Look forward to the rest of your summers, the rest of your summer, and hopefully we'll get some material to play with while we're in the poolside somewhere. We are adjourned. Thank you.
Thanks, everybody. Thanks for letting me be remote. Cheers.
Thank you, Rich.
Rich was
an airport. Thanks for being here.
It's a pleasure.
We're Babs.
Also, we
have an hour. Okay. We're brushing the lab.